I'm Keith Hall, and this is Jazz Currents. Join me as we pay tribute to the late saxophonist and composer Ornette Coleman. The iconic composer and saxophonist was born in 1930 in Fort Worth, Texas. As a student, he played in the high school band until one day, while improvising during a John Philip Sousa march, he was dismissed from school. This incident would set the stage for much of his career. You see, Coleman was not one to follow the rules, and many of his methods were unconventional. Mr. Coleman would soon widen the options in jazz and help change its course forever. Early on, Coleman learned by ear as he played alto and then tenor saxophone in rhythm and blues and society bands around Texas. He backed up vocalists and practiced the soulful honking style that made stars out of Illinois Jacquet and Arnett Cobb. Now, at the same time, he was taken by the new kind of jazz known as bebop and by Charlie Parker's imaginative phrasing. Even though Ornette was enamored with Charlie Parker, his approach to harmony and chord progression was more flexible than that of the beboppers. He was more interested in playing notes that he felt were the right ones, rather than limiting himself to the chord structure. He had a raw, vocalized sound and liked to play in the cracks of the scale, and many musicians thought Coleman's playing was out of tune. Coleman's early sound was also due to his use of a plastic saxophone. He claimed that it sounded drier, without the pinging sound of metal. Because of Ornette's unique approach, he sometimes had difficulty finding like-minded musicians with whom to perform. In 1958, Ornette Coleman released his debut album called Something Else, The Music of Ornette Coleman, featuring trumpeter Don Cherry, drummer Billy Higgins, bassist Don Payne, and pianist Walter Norris. Throughout his career, like the great Miles Davis, Ornette Coleman became known for leading his own groups, but most of these ensembles did not include a piano or guitar, which provided a more open sound to the music. His second release, Tomorrow is the Question, a quartet album, was the first example of this pianoless quartet, and it included the ever-swinging Shelly Mann on drums, Don Cherry on trumpet, along with Percy Heath and Red Mitchell sharing the bass duties. Let's hear the title track. We'll be right back. 1959 was a seminal year for jazz. We lost Billie Holiday, Lester Young, Sidney Bechet, and Warren Baby Dodds. But we gained some of the most iconic jazz albums of all time. Among them were Miles Davis' Kind of Blue, John Coltrane's Giant Steps, and Dave Brubeck's Time Out. That same year, Ornette Coleman's quartet moved from Los Angeles to New York and opened at the famous Five Spot Club. Now, this could possibly be one of the most controversial engagements in jazz history because of the response to this new music. The quartet included trumpeter Don Cherry, bassist Charlie Hayden, and drummer Billy Higgins. And many influential musicians came to hear Ornette's music. Leonard Bernstein, Gunther Schuller, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, and Sonny Rollins. Ornette remembers Mr. Bernstein coming up one night when they had finished their set, and he jumped to the bandstand and started hugging everyone, saying what a great sound it was. At the same time, others were outraged and even became violent in response to the new sound. Because this music was so rhythmically and harmonically radical, jazz listeners and musicians formed into two camps and seemed to be constantly debating its merits. And the critics said things like, "He'll change the entire course of jazz. He's a fake. He's a genius. I'm going home and listening to my Benny Goodman trios and quartets. He's out, real far out. And I like him, but I don't have any idea of what he is doing." So across the board, the opinions were very hot and cold. Later that year, 29-year-old Ornette Coleman released The Shape of Jazz to Come and Change of the Century. In the quartet, Coleman and Cherry soloed together harmoniously, interweaving their ideas and were sometimes only loosely tied to the grooving pulse of Billy Higgins. All the while, Charlie Hayden helped the music gel by creating a strong tonal center on the bass. Ornette Coleman coined a term for the music's guiding principles. He called it harmelotics, meaning harmony, melody, speed, rhythm, time, and phrases all have equal position in the results that come from the placing and spacing of ideas. And he once said, "Harmelotics is the scientific form of sound based upon the human emotion of expression." In 1960, Coleman released This Is Our Music with Cherry, Hayden, and now drummer Ed Blackwell. Let's listen to Humpty Dumpty. Thank you. Coleman then released one of his most controversial and maybe misunderstood albums, Free Jazz, a Collective Improvisation. This featured a double quartet and was presented in stereo with Ornette, trumpeter Don Cherry, the young bassist Scott LaFaro, and drummer Billy Higgins on the left channel. And now on the right channel, we hear trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, bass clarinetist Eric Dolphy, bassist Charlie Hayden, and drummer Ed Blackwell. This is Free Jazz. Jazz was nearly 40 minutes, the longest recorded continuous jazz performance at that time. And although there are a series of soloists, the other band members interject at times, producing some terrific moments of collective improvisation in the octet. Coleman originally intended Free Jazz as simply an album title, but because his reputation placed him at the forefront of jazz innovation, Free Jazz was soon considered a new genre. Ornette, however, expressed discomfort with the term, as his music does contain a considerable amount of composition. Coleman went on to develop new projects with various instrumentations and later embraced the use of electronic instruments, particularly electric guitar with his band Primetime. And in 1986, he collaborated with guitar virtuoso Pat Metheny, heard here, on an album called Song X, which featured bassist Charlie Hayden, drummer Jack DeJohnette, and Coleman's son DiNardo on various percussion instruments. Ornette Coleman released over 50 albums as a leader and received many accolades, among them the prestigious MacArthur Genius Grant Fellowship, and in 2007, at the age of 77, he was honored with both a Grammy Award for Lifetime Achievement and a Pulitzer Prize for his album Sound Grammar. Many of his compositions have become jazz standards, including Lonely Woman, Turn Around, When Will the Blues Leave, The Blessing, and this lesser-known song, which I heard for the first time on a David Sanborn CD long before I was an Ornette fan. This is Ramblin'. June 11, 2015, Ornette Coleman died at the age of 85 in New York City. He has left us with a multitude of compositions and albums to enjoy, and though his music may be edgy at times and misunderstood by some, his concepts have become quite influential and embraced by many modern musicians. He has inspired us and has, in some way, given us license to express our feelings freely and directly through music. I'm Keith Hall, and Jazz Currents is produced at WMUK with support provided by the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation and the Western Michigan University School of Music. Be sure to check out WMUJazz.com for upcoming jazz events. And make sure you get out and experience some live jazz. See you soon.